Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Oasis, a radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host, Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am.
How are you today, sir?
Better than yesterday.
Yeah, it's. I know from talking with you and everything, it's been a rough week, and I can say I'm right there with you. Wednesday on my end was one of the most hellacious days I've ever had to go through in a while, and it was just bad. It was just not a fun day, and I know your end was, it's been that way for you all week mostly, but what we do best is to overcome that little hiccup is to talk horror and movies, and that's what we're here to do with our brand new marathon for the month of October. We just finished up Colorgoria. And our two films tonight for our Halloween grab bag marathon is still has some clowns in it. So it's a little bit of a runoff. I came up with the Halloween grab bag marathon as the title for October because it makes sense, because you never know what you're going to get when you reach inside that bag of goodies. And it could be good. It could be shit. And we got two films for tonight, both around Halloween related. So it's going to do good. And I'm looking forward to talking about these. Both of them rather little interesting little films. Technically both are kind of slasher related, but the first one that we'll be talking about is more so slasher. The other ones, we'll get into it. But news-wise, there's no big news besides the whole rumor mill of Bruce Campbell wanting to do another Evil Dead remake, and he's trying to find a director. It's just a bunch of, just nothing at the moment. Like, there's really no news whatsoever. And for October, again, there's no big releases except for Zombieland and The Lighthouse. And that comes out the same week, so that's going to be interesting how we're going to figure that out. So our marathon might have to take a week back because of new releases. If The Lighthouse manages to show somewhere near me, that's the thing. I might have to drive farther away to see it. Who knows? It is A24. I think it's A24 from the same director who did The Witch, so it shouldn't be too hard, but I don't know how they're going to do. I don't know. I'll figure it out. That's next week. No, that's 2 weeks from now, so I'll figure it out. But we're here to talk about Halloween movies, and I guess the first one that we'll start off with tonight is Candy Corn. I think it's like John Hastie's Candy Corn. I think that's his name. And Candy Corn is... Well, it starts off with Jacob. And Jacob, he's sort of, there's no way to go about it. He's mentally challenged. He's retarded. He's just a big, lumbering, challenged person that lives in this small town, and it's he lives in a house by himself, I believe, or with his mother, or I'm not exactly sure. There's like it's mentioned to Vaughn a little bit later on in the movie, but it's not exactly 100%. You might correct me on that, Ian, if I'm wrong. But then we're introduced to our kind of our central characters. Mike, Bobby, Steve, and Carol. I think Steve and Carol are a couple, and then Mike and Bobby are sort of – Mike's the head sort of asshole in the film, in a sense. And he thinks, Jacob sort of works at the new traveling circus, Dr. Death's Spook Show Spectacular, I think that's the name of it. And he's just hired to do whatever. You don't really know what exactly. He's just a big lumbering dude, I guess just to help handyman in a sense. And Dr. Death, he's Pablo from 31, Three from Hell. He plays Dr. Death. And so Mike, Bobby, Steve and Carol decide to let's go fuck with Jacob, and they find him at the carnival. And Carol doesn't really want anything to do with it. She thinks it's too much. And they're just they're just gonna roughhouse him, do not just enough. But Jacob decides to get a little frisky and push back, which causes Mike to go full force and start, punching him and kicking him. And so Mike, Bobby, and Steve basically beat Jacob to death. Of course, this causes Carol to leave, and she has this, sort of this guilt on her, and she goes to the sheriff, played by Courtney Gaines, who is Mike's father, and she says, this happened, they beat up Jacob, I'm worried, just don't say, I don't want to be a tattletale, just keep it, don't say anything. And so the sheriff decides to go to the circus, Dr. Death's circus, and see if there's, what she said, there's any truth to what she said. And Dr. Death says, they beat up Jacob, but he's fine. And the reason for that is because Dr. Death found Jacob there, brought him into his little trailer, and he took out this box, which had a book, the spell book, and all these little incantation things, and a mask. And he puts the mask on Jacob's face and does this incantation and basically I'm fucking brain fart. He gives life to Jacob in this new form. And so Jacob can go get revenge on what happened to him, caused him to die. And that's technically the gist of the movie, Carol sort of worried, and Jacob, Mike's like being an asshole, like, oh, Jacob's fine. He's just hiding, doing all that stuff. And then like the sheriff, going through and trying to really, honestly, the main character is the sheriff in the film. Like he's the central character. You'd think it'd be the other way around with the kids who beat up Jacob, but it's not. It's the sheriff because he's the one going around. He's seeing all these murders. He's trying to figure out what's going on, and he's going from scene to scene and coming across to everything and like going after his son for what he did and trying to help people. And he's the central character. And then you have Jacob, and the way he looks, it's like a, really sort of like a rotted sort of like pumpkin sort of looking mask on it that he has on, just still normal clothes. It's just a mask that he wears, and he really superhuman strength, I guess, in a sense, but I'm not really for sure because he is a big dude in the film's perspective. So him, you know, being the way he is, plus this new strength being, you know, brought back to life in a sense, with whatever possession type ordeal that he's going on with him with this mask that Dr. Death did. And it just has him going around offing just the people that wronged him in a sense. And, overall it's not a terrible movie. It's okay. I mean, it has, you know, sort of that Halloween sort of vibe because it takes place on Halloween, when Jacob gets murdered. And he's just going through there, going, you know, here and there. You don't see too much of him until, like, later on. And like I said, it's more so the sheriff doing his thing. And then you have, like, again, the main characters. Like, you sort of forget about Bobby. Like, where's that other kid at? And, like, oh, here he is. You know, all of a sudden, now he comes into play. And then, you know, just, like, if then there's the part that I thought was odd. Was that Carol, you know, like, she's, like, all up in arms, was, like, saying that what they did was wrong. And then, like, of course, her boyfriend, I believe, was Steve, like, oh, he's fine. He's fine. He's okay. And then she just, like, takes him back in open arms after potentially, you know, killing a person. Of course, she doesn't know that he's brought back to life or anything. You know, he's not dead. But it's just the whole fact that, like, oh, you potentially murdered somebody, but no, they're fine. I'm going to take you back. It's like how most, you know, that's most things, you know. I don't want to say it out there, but it's like that's technically the way most ladies do, go back to terrible open arms. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, I just thought it was kind of generic. I mean, the look and everything, that aesthetic of it looked cool. But there was really, to me, I just didn't think there was, like, that much to it. Even when it came down to kills, I thought the kills were very sort of, you know, like, you kind of wanted more. And then, like, you really didn't get that much because you think, like, okay, cool, you know, he's, like, collecting parts or something for, like, you know, he has the bucket, you know, his pumpkin candy bucket, and he's like collecting stuff. And you think that might happen a little bit more because he like collects teeth later on in the movie, and like, oh, maybe he's gonna eat those like candy corn. He doesn't. You know, he just, you know, what kills are there is kind of, you know, average. Like I said, it's like average slasher kills. You know, someone's getting a spine ripped out. And it's not very bloody. I mean, like I said, like the spine is like one of the more gorier parts of it, but it's like the aftermath in a sense is like a lot of the kills. I mean, there is a decapitated head that's just there. You don't, again, it's an after effect. Yeah. But it's like I said, it's not a terrible movie. And then like Mike, he's like this big, you know, like, oh, my dad's the sheriff. I can do whatever I want. And then, like, later on, he, like, gets word that, you know, he gets a phone call and he starts crying like a bitch. It's like, that's okay. That's a character, you know, not really well thought out. But, again, I guess if something like that happened, I mean, I guess, of course. But he didn't seem like he was a good friend to those anyway, so it doesn't really make sense that he would be crying over something like that. So it felt very out of place to me. But, yeah, it's like overall it's not that great of a movie. Like I said, it's very average slasher. I mean, Jacob with the mask is okay. The mask, you know, it looks cool. The whole Dr. Death situation, they kind of don't really give you too much there, but I don't think it's really needed. Just know that he's a bad motherfucker in a sense, and he's been through a lot technically, and he just does this traveling sideshow. And then, like, the kills are kind of, you know, anticlimactic. I mean, they have one or two that's okay. But, again, like, the main characters that did stuff to Jacob, that comes and goes, and, like, the main character is the sheriff. and like why he's going after the sheriff. I guess it's because guilty by association, in a sense. Same thing goes for Carol, even though she didn't do anything. So there's like a lot of things that just like hit and miss. But overall, it's not too bad. I mean, it's definitely something if you want to watch for Halloween. I mean, it kind of does okay if you want like a slasher. But it doesn't really, it just felt average to me. But I've went on.
Yeah.
Ian, your thoughts?
I'm pretty much there with you. I mean, I didn't think it was bad by all means. Like, I didn't regret watching it, but I mean, there was just some parts that were lacking. That I felt like the deaths could have been a little bit better. I am kind of glad they didn't do the whole trope about the with Carol, about how, you know, he was madly in love with her, and
mm-hmm.
that kind of makes him snap into humanity again or whatever that they usually try to pull, and she's the person that lives, you know. And I thought that was kind of, I was like,
mm-hmm.
oh, thank God they didn't do that, because I was like, I'm kind of getting tired of that trope. I just want to watch her die, and I did, so I was happy. But, no, definitely, there's just some elements I thought was just kind of wasn't really needed, or with the whole, like, with the carnies, you know, that whole scene was just, like, where they were all talking about, like, you know, what was his name, the tall black guy? I forgot what his
Tony
name
Todd.
Was, but that was Tony Todd. Okay, I thought
yeah.
so. He looked familiar to me. But yeah, no, when he was like, you know, was like, tell everybody what's going on, and then he says, Dr. Death was like, shut up, and that was it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what was the point of this if it was just going to be over and done with, and apparently nothing came of it later on. So I'm just like, why, what purpose did this even have in the movie? Like, this was no plot point. This was no, like, development of the storyline. It just was there. And I thought that was kind of unnecessary, that they could have just elongated another death.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's like the whole, like, carnies stick together, sort of like, you know, like Todd Browning's Freaks, you know, One of Us. Like, if you hurt,
yeah.
do something to us, we're going to do that. And technically, Jacob was a part of that. And so, but again, you don't really get, like, you know, like Tony Todd, you know, in the film, like, he knew, like, what you do. And, like, he's not like, oh, I'm just doing what's right. You know, Dr. Death said something like that. And, like, Tony Todd, like, knew he did something like this before, and then that's sort of like the very last scene of the movie where, you know, he's sort of talking about stuff that happened without giving into spoilers or anything, but I'm just saying. But, yeah, I didn't mean to cut in there, so go ahead, Ian.
Oh, no, you're fine. I didn't really have a whole lot more to add, but, you know, I saw, you know, I see where they were going with the movie.
Yeah.
I think they did their best. I could tell they put a lot of heart into it, and I liked the, you know, the costume designs. I did like the decapitated head, how it's all like carved up like a jack-o'-lantern.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that. I was like, ooh, it's not just a decapitated head; it's actually a decapitated carved-up head. Like, okay, I like that. I like that. And so I was just like, yeah. So I thought there was some good, like, you know, scenes like that. But a couple of the deaths were just quick. Most of them were off camera, which was kind of boring. Like I said, you know, there's just a couple of them were just too quick. Like in the movie theater, it was just... like, oh, okay, you don't even, okay. Like, so that happened.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I got to register all that information now. And plus, I felt like the movie, you know, it was a slow burn. It was, like, very slow because, again, it's like there's all this cop procedural stuff with the sheriff and them finding the bodies, and then you have like the one dude that's like the I guess the deputy in a sense, where he's like, you're coming with me, and then they like have this like back and forth real talk situation, and then the coroner comes in and takes pictures, and there's just like, just, you know, it's interesting. Again, I liked where some of the film was going because it's definitely different for a slasher movie, where it's like going after the cop aspect instead of the teens. And then again, it's just like, that aspect that, you know, I kind of dug, but again, it's just like, I don't know, it's just like there's still something not, you know, it wasn't all that great about it. I guess just overall aesthetic. Because again, there's parts I liked, parts that didn't. Again, it's normal. But I felt like, again, like they, as we said, like kills could have done a little bit more. You know, I'm not even worried about the backstory about Dr. Death and what he's able to do. That's fine. I was okay with that. It just, again, like, again, it just felt average, you know, just normal average slasher. And they tried a few different things, and I'm appreciative of them trying that, but it just, it still didn't really stick. And, then the, you know, then the whole thing about Jacob's mother and like was she, you know, like was that sort of Norman Bates going on there for a while, or was that after the whole situation with the Mike and Bobby and all them, or like that didn't really get explained.
Talked about that because that was weird. Like I was just like, they were like, oh, she's his mother, dead. Like, okay, and they're like, that's the reason they asked. They're like, did she recently die, or was she already dead before? And it never got answered. I think it's probably like a Norman Bates kind of thing. Like, he died and he.
And plus, you know, again, he's special and he doesn't notice. I feel like wasn't there another movie we watched where like there was something like that, where it was like a special person, their father or someone died, or they just didn't know it, and they just left it there. I felt like there was a movie we reviewed, or maybe I watched. I watched so many. It just felt like there's another movie that's exactly like that. Like, they go on their normal life, and I can't remember that.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I cannot remember for the life of me. It's like, it's there, but it's, like, vague.
Yeah. Like, I remember, like, they're, like, they didn't, they're dead in the bed, and then they're just going about, and, like, I don't know. It'll come to me at night. I'll wake up, like, oh, there it is. That's, you know, do something random. Like, oh, there it is. That's the one. I do that every now and then.
So
like,
do I.
Keep thinking of a movie, and then 2 days later, I'm in the bathroom taking a shit. I'm like, oh, that's the movie, you know. But, yeah, any final words on Candy Corn before we get into our next film, Ian?
Let's get into that. I liked that one.
Yeah. So, we're going on from Candy Corn. Our next film is Haunt, which is like the 10th film titled Haunt. Haunt is about, again, another group of kids. We have Harper, Bailey. Harper's our main character, and Bailey is her friend. And they're going to this Halloween party, and they're, you know, it's like this bar party in a sense. And they decide, they meet up with some other friends, and Harper has this history of her abusive father and her mother, what he did to her mother. And she's having these dreams, these recurring dreams. And she also has this abusive boyfriend that she just kind of got out of a relationship with and starts following her around, trying to get back with her. And they decide, Bailey decides, let's go do this party, whatever, let's have fun. Let's forget Sam, I think it was Sam. Let's forget Sam and go have fun. So Harper and Bailey meet up with Angela, and there's another chick that they meet up with, but I didn't write her name down because there's no use after as the film progresses. And then Harper meets up with Nate, who wears a baseball outfit and has a baseball bat. And then Evan, who is the big, you know, he's a big dude. And so they're all having, you know, talking. Harper and Nate start, you know, getting a bonding, you know, becoming friends. And, like, Harper keeps having these, you know, like, she feels like she's being watched. And a lot of things start happening. So they decide, you know what, let's go to a haunted attraction. So they all get into the car and they start driving. And they find this flyer for an extreme haunt. So they don't know where they're going, and then they notice that they're being followed, and it's Sam who's following Harper. And so they pull off to the side of the road trying to lose Sam in his truck, and the haunted house sign comes on as soon as they're pulled off to the side of the road. And so they go up the hill, and there they are in this abandoned factory warehouse is the extreme haunt. And they get there. And they meet up with a guy in a clown mask, and he hands them waivers and a key. They put their cell phones in the lockbox on the side of the wall. They have release forms, and then they're swept into the haunted attraction. And it's, again, a normal haunted attraction. They're going through there. You know, they have, like, the bodies hanging, the put your hand in the hole and feel and guts, eyeballs. Then they have to crawl through spaces and all kinds of stuff. And then they find, you know, more characters in the haunt with more, you know, other masks on. One's a devil, one's a witch, one's a ghost. And it just goes on, you know, and then they start noticing something's a little off. They have to go, like, separate. There's part where they go the separate ways. One's, like, safe, one's not safe. And so the safe way is, like, has, like oil on the wall and bags of oil. And, like, everything's, like, normal. And then the not safe is, like, they go through cobwebs and with real spiders and fake spiders. And then they have to go through the coffin doors to find the other door and then crawl through another space. So it's, like, and then, like, they get through the one with the safe with the they come across the one again, the holes to reach in there with the, you know, the guess what's in each hole. And then she noticed they put their arm in the third hole, and the what's her name, Bailey gets cut and loses a ring, that Harper's mother's ring, which is she's wearing for some reason. So Bailey's hurt, and so they need to figure something out. And then the one girl that was there that I didn't write her name down, she disappears when she's going through the crawl maze. And, like, she disappears, and then they all combine into one room finally. And they said, don't lock the door, and it shuts. And then the witch comes out, and the witch, this is the second appearance of the witch, by the way. I forgot to mention the first time, but the witch comes out and shows the one girl that they got, and she stabs her and, you know, kills her right in front of her. And then they meet up with the ghost. His name's Mitch. And, you know, they're like, we need to get out of here, we need to do something. Like, he's sort of playing around, like, okay, we need to do this, we need to go back here. And, but anyway, I'm getting into the central parts of the story. I don't need to do that. Anyway, they're trying to leave the haunt, and it just does not work out, where they're starting to be attacked by the haunt-goers, again, the people in the masks, and there's not much story about the people in the masks, but there's a good reveal, in my opinion, that I really dug about this movie, because, again, this movie is technically the same that you've seen before when it comes to people in haunted house. It's, like, very similar to, like, Talon Falls, or even, like, I wouldn't say Dark Carnival, but it's, like, very similar to, like, people in Haunted House, you know, Haunted Ween, in a sense. But the haunt goers in this one are, there's an interesting twist to it. And I, you know, I dug that. I mean, but again, it's, like, everything else is just, like, by the numbers. It's like both films was, like, very average to me. But they tried something different. It's just weird, so weird. Two random picks just, like, are exactly the same, in my opinion, and they tried something different, and that's, like, the one thing that they have going for it. Everything else is kind of – and it has some good gore. I think there's some good gore parts into it, and it gets a little bit hokey a little bit towards the end there with the maze, not the maze room, but the escape room. It gets a little hokey. Sort of stupid in my opinion. But I like the twists the haunt performers had. But everything else is just kind of the same by the numbers. But it's still decent. I mean, it kept you interested. It kind of got a little, I don't know. It felt a little long in a few parts because it's just like the same thing was going over and over and over. Like, oh, we need to do this. We need to do that. Where's the friend at? Where's the friend at? Where's this at? Where's that at? And just kind of got a little overbearing in storytelling. We're like, oh God, just get on with it. I don't care. But everything else was like, it was okay. I mean, the twist really, the reveal, it's not really a twist. It's a reveal. I mean, it's really cool. I mean, that's kind of the thing that this film has going for it is the reveal. And, everything else is just kind of same by the numbers. You've seen it done before. Like, performers, like actual haunted attraction people inside. Let's actually murder them. I mean, it's the same. It's just done in a different order and with a new spin on it. But Ian, your thoughts?
Yeah, I did enjoy it quite a lot. I did feel like if they could have easily just took probably about 30 minutes of that movie, shaved it down, or added a little, I don't know, like you said, it was just, some parts just kind of dragged on a little bit. Like, I get it, they're going through a little tunnel, and they're going through a little tunnel again, and now they're going back through the tunnel. I'm like, oh my God, just go through the damn tunnel, and just skip that. But I mean, I understand, like, some parts that actually did happen, but, within that, But, I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was interesting. Plus, the ending, I kind of didn't see coming. So I thought that was kind of neat. I think it will definitely, I think I could rewatch it. Definitely with a Hellfest and pair those two movies together, even though Hellfest was kind of meh.
Like I said, Talon Falls would probably be the better film to pair it with because it's exactly the same in a sense.
Yeah. Right. But I'm pleasantly surprised with what we've gotten this so far, starting off, pretty decently. I'm kind of curious about what's, coming next. And
oh, I can tell you that already.
This month is going to be.
I already know what next week is.
Ooh.
You're going to love it. You honestly, there's one. It's a sequel. That was a film we reviewed last year, and it has a new one. I'll tell you in a minute. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be something else. Because I remember we tore that one to shreds.
I said it's not a sequel to Fisted, right?
No. It's
right.
Halloween related. You'll know once I tell you.
No, I know.
But, yeah, I mean, this one, it's like I said, it's okay. I mean, both films were decent for what they were. They're good, time wasters. And like I said, they both have something going for it. I mean, it's just like, again, it's an average, by the numbers. One's a slasher film, one's a haunt film, and they're both, you've seen done numerous times before, but they just add a little something different to it. And it's just, it makes it interesting for the most part on both of them.
Yes.
But it's just there's really nothing, nothing that outstanding about it. I mean, Haunt had some good gore and the reveal was good. But the characters were just kind of crap in a sense. I mean, both films had awful characters, characters you just fucking die, especially Candy Corn, oh good, thank God, because Mike was a fucking asshole, and you want that to happen, But, you know, and then you have this, you know, then you have Haunt, where, like, there's a whole backstory with, you know, Harper and, like, her overcoming her fear. Like, there's something going on there. And then there's, like, that stupid hokey part that comes later on with the hallway with the shotgun. And then a certain thing happens. And then the boyfriend goes into the... Sam goes in there and goes down a... There's some things that just, like, this is stupid. Like I said, it could have been trimmed down good. I'm not going to say trim too much. Like, there's parts of it, maybe, like, a couple seconds here and there, maybe, like, 2 minutes trimmed, characters going back and forth that could have been done better. But it's, like, nonetheless, it's still a decent little movie. I mean, I enjoyed what it was and what it was doing. And then, again, the reveal comes in, and, like, sweet. And then you kind of get you reinterested in the film and see where it goes. And then it just kind of just, you know, you're just wanting the reveal for most of the film. Like, once it happens, and then you're like, okay, I want to see everything else. And it's just basically the reveal, because it's them trying to escape. And then you get to the next reveal. And that's the... one thing that it has going for it, and, like, the rest of the film's kind of just, again, you know, it has some okay moments, but everything else is just by the numbers. And it's, again, it's a fine watch. There's nothing too great out there with it, but it's decent for what it was.
Yeah. Ian? Yeah. I enjoyed it. I think it's going to be, you know, hopefully we get more movies that are not, like, that, you know, take the genre that they go with and add a little extra to it, you know, add something new to it, like what we got with both of these films, so that way it adds a little flair to the rest of the, you know, that, because I like when movies, you know, try to do their own thing.
Yeah, and that's what these two tried to do. But, again, it's just, again, it felt a little flat. But, it has its moments. Both films has its moments. But they both fell kind of a little flat. But they're both enjoyable movies. I'm not saying don't watch them. I mean, I think they're enjoyable to watch during this period for the season of Halloween in October. So they're definitely, they have that anesthetic to them. And especially, you know, again, I think more so Haunts, because, again, Haunted Attraction, sort of, you know, Houses of October built sort of vibe to it with the reveals. And just, like, you know, both of them work for what they're going for. I do suggest, you know, if you want to, I mean, one's a slasher. Well, technically both slasher movies, but one's in a haunted warehouse. The actors are going after the customers, but
yeah.
I mean, both are fine, but I guess that's gonna do it. I mean, I don't really have anything else to say about both films. Ian, do you?
Not really. Nothing that we haven't already went over.
Yeah, we're gonna go around in circles, and we don't need to do that because we just go around and around in circles. But yeah, that's gonna do it for this week's show. And we're actually a little bit early, so I guess I can do a little bit of a reveal for next week's film. And Ian, like I said before, it is a sequel of a film we reviewed last year, and we weren't really all too up on it last year, and that was Halloween Jack. Do you remember Halloween Jack, Ian?
I believe so. I probably don't remember the name, but I'll probably remember the premise.
Well, Halloween Jack, it was a British film, and that was him going around. And there, remember that weird dance segment with Halloween Jack on stage, and they were playing, and, like, they were doing all kinds of things, and he just starts killing people. Anyway, nonetheless, it has a sequel called Curse of Halloween Jack, and that's our film for next week. And maybe something else if I can find it. So I know we're going to have fun with Halloween Jack Part 2. I can only imagine what's going to go on with that one. I'm sure they're going to have a prelude the beginning of this one to remember, you know, re-jog your memory in, because it's been a year, but it's still fresh in my mind. I remember, again, I got a good memory when it comes to everything like that. So it's like, except for trying to remember a movie about a mentally challenged person and his family member dies and he's still there. But anyway, that's just a scene in a movie. I still remember the movie. I digress. I'm going around and talking about nothing. But that's, Curse of Halloween Jack is next week, along with whatever news or another movie I can come across that's Halloween-related for our Halloween Grab Bag Marathon. So, Ian, be prepared for Halloween Jack Part 2.
All right.
And that's going to do it for our show tonight. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Mobile me, I'm heading up, a proud head in the clouds, and I'm dancing.